Stepping outside the hotel through the lower floor, you will see the beautiful Attersee, the largest lake totally within Austria's borders. It gleams with glacial water and provides a paradise for vacationers. Mahler was among the first wave of summer tourists in this area, many of whom were famous politicians and artists from Vienna. Not long after the composer's sojourns here, another famous artist discovered the charms of Attersee as well. Gustav Klimt stayed for many summers at the northern edge of the lake. Behind you, you will see the stunning mountain range known as the Höllengebirge, translated as the Hell Mountains, perhaps for their daunting appearance and the red glow they acquire in the setting sun. Mahler spent many hours hiking in these hills, swimming in these cold waters, and even bicycling on backcountry roads. He wanted to engage in nature, feel its presence, and this was the perfect setting. During his first summer here, Mahler found that he needed more peace and quiet in order to concentrate on his composing. Rather than retreat into a closed space, he decided to have a hut built far from the hotel, down by the water's edge. Here, with a table, a small stove, and a baby grand piano, surrounded on three sides by windows, he could take refuge in his work while still experiencing the natural beauty all around him. In the years that followed, Mahler developed a strict regimen, getting up at 6:30 to head straight for the composing hut, perhaps taking a quick swim. His breakfast was brought down, and no one was allowed to disturb him in any way until he opened the door again, usually around noon for the midday meal, but when immersed in his work, sometimes considerably later. Mahler's day with family and friends began with a meal. Afterwards, there was time for activities such as hiking, rowing, or reading aloud.